Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, hello, and thank you for joining me today. Today is the end of the month show, and that means that it's a Conversation with Carol show. And I'm going to be taking your calls throughout the entire hour today, so we're going to have a good time spending time talking to each other, learning more about each other. I'm going to be sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. So if you have a question for me about your health, or you just have a question for me, because one of the nice things about being intuitive, while my focus is directed from the health and wellness standpoint as a medical intuitive, the nice thing about intuition is it works on many different levels. And so I will be able to answer a variety of questions. So if you do have a question for me, I invite you to call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada, as well as international callers. All you need to do is enter your international calling code. So give me a call, and we'll just be able to chat, and I'll be answering questions. I also would like to invite you to join me for my free Your Health teleclass. It's going to be happening tomorrow evening, Thursday, March 31st at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Daylight Time and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And the topic this month is stress. And, oh, my goodness, I'll tell you, it's so much information that we have on stress. So part of the stress was trying to narrow it down to something that would really be condensed enough where you could get a bird's-eye view of what really stress is and the different phases of stress and how it impacts the body. And why is there a correlation between the belly fat that we get and stress and the gastrointestinal system itself, and then also weight. So I've really covered a variety of different areas. And then I'm going to be sharing how, as a medical intuitive, I find those hidden psychological meanings behind stress. And I will be looking at a lot of the metaphors and a lot of the emotional components that continue to linger, even though we may not be consciously aware that we're still stressed. So I'll be doing that, and then also what does it look like in the energy field. This particular program is going to have a lot more conversation around the impact of personality, because in some degrees we're all type A personalities, meaning we all get stressed. We all have triggers that consistently trigger that stress. So, and then I'll be offering a lot of information as far as what you can do from doing stress busters, how to manage stress, and then also alternative choices that have been proven to be very effective stress managers. So you can see that these teleclasses are really packed full of information, and it is free. So if you're experiencing stress, or you have someone that you know, or a friend or a loved one that's experienced stress, please do remember it's a free teleclass. It will be at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. You can register for the free teleclass on my website, www.ritberger.com. And then also, while you're on my home page and on my website, then if you're interested in learning more about Alzheimer's, then that was my teleclass from last month in February. And then you'll notice that I have 21 different illnesses that I've looked at to give you a holistic perspective that are available for purchase either in audio format or in a printable PDF. So again, I hope you'll join me. It's been a very insightful research project for myself, and certainly has helped me realize some of the things that have been happening in my life and in my body. As you know, as a medical intuitive, I can see auras, I can see my own, but you know, a lot of times, very frankly, we just don't want to look and we don't want to see. So I've learned a lot, and I hope that you'll join me, and you will also. I've talked about the year 2011 being a real interesting year from the standpoint of being a year for finding your own way. And I'm in this finding your own way, I'm really talking about more than just intuition. I'm really talking about the inner guidance part, that entire inner guidance system that we have. And one of the things also, that this is a very unusual year, and I wanted to switch gears a little bit. There's been an interesting email that has been going around all about the unusual aspects of 2011, and I just kind of wanted to share that before I start taking calls and to let you have a different perspective of what 2011 is going to be. There's going to actually be four unusual dates. We have 1-1-1-1, January 1st, 2011. We have 1-11-11. We have 11-1-11. And we have 11-11-11. So that is very unusual in itself. And then the other interesting thing is if you were to take the last two digits of your birth date and then add that to the age that you'll be this year, it's interesting because I've been testing it out. What you'll find is the result will be 111, 111 for everyone. And, of course, in my yellow personality, I was thinking, oh, no, that cannot be. And so I really started my own process and project by reaching out to a lot of my friends and a lot of my radio listeners and people on my email list and saying to them, you know, do this. Take the last two digits of your birth date, now add the age that you'll be this year, and it should come up 11-1-1-1-1. Also, because of all the number ones, this is the year of money, and I've talked about the fact that we had a major energy shift that actually just ended March 26th. It was a little more than 2 month period of time where we really went through this process where the shift of consciousness was long enough that we were able to really experience the tension and the highs and lows, and that ended the 26th of March. And then also we're going to have an attunement, energetic attunement, that will be happening in July. And then another, what is considered a major attunement, meaning that the vibration of your body is going to settle into the point of the vibration of Mother Earth and consciousness where it is. And so in October, it's a very unusual year because it actually has 5 Sundays, 5 Mondays, and 5 Saturdays. And this only happens about every 823 years. Because of the combination of all of the different unusual aspects of 2011 in the world of feng shui, this is considered the year of the money bags. And what that means is that it's going to be the year of abundance, and part of that abundance is money. So we should start seeing a shift in the economics of both in the United States and then also from a global perspective. But what we will notice as well as that money aspect of it is that we're going to notice that there's going to be a lot of need for money, and we can certainly follow that with what is happening around the world, what has happened in Japan. So it really will be a year of being able to share the money, and in that sharing, then we're able to create more. So 2011 is what is called a money bag year. So for any of you as listeners who have been desiring money and you've had that in your affirmations and in your visualizations, and so forth, this is the year that will support that because of all these unusual dates itself. So quite a year, isn't it? It's a very pivotal year. It's the year of preparation for 2012. We're actually in a lot of the dynamics of the energy of 2012 right now. We're living a lot of the beginning of 2012. And what you're going to see is that we really have a lot to be grateful for. And one of the things in order to make transition and change smooth is that instead of looking at what we don't have, it's very important for us to look at what we do have and to have that attitude, gratitude, and then also to become very aware of the subtle things that we have that makes our lives rich instead of always looking for those blatant aspects and how we measure ourselves. So again, finding your way, the year of money bags, unusual dates, the year of gratitude, and all of those different aspects will move us smoothly through this year. What I mean smoothly is effortlessly. It doesn't mean that we're going to be able to avoid or bypass or not go around go if we were doing, you know, the monopoly and everything else. But what it means is that our perception of what is occurring in our own life and in the world in general is going to shift in a way that we can either continue to fight ourselves, or what we can do is we can allow. So a very, very important year. So I just wanted to start out the show by sharing that information with this energy shift. I had a lot of people emailing me and said, my goodness, Carol, I woke up with the energy of hope. And I hope that what I've shared with you this morning is going to add to that. All right, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to start taking some callers.
Okay, well, we have Erica in Brazil.
Well, hi, Erica in Brazil. Thanks for calling me. How can I help you, hon?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Carol. This is Erica.
Hi, sweetie. We've talked before, haven't we?
Yes, we did.
Good, good. You felt familiar energetically. How can I help you?
Today I want to know about love, relationship. I would like to know about the right man for me. And where is this guy? Is he in Brazil? Is he in the U.S.? Is another place in this planet? Hopefully he's in Greenwich.
Actually, there is a male in your field. He's still a little bit off in the field. And what that usually indicates to me is that you're still sorting through. There's still some clarity going on about what you're looking for in a male. And let me give you a couple of perceptions that I'm picking up about that. Is the first thing is you've come so far. I think we may have even talked about this the other time that you called, but you've come so far in your own self-esteem and self-confidence, and you've worked through so many of the insecurities that you've had that's part of your childhood and then also in other relationships. So you're still in that definition stage of trying to define what a relationship would look like to you. But acknowledge what you've done and the fact that you've grown, because there's a big difference, sweetie. You don't need a relationship in order to be okay. And before, if I were to even go back 2 years ago, that really wouldn't have been the truth. It would have been more of a kind of that quiet desperation that all of us as women, you know, kind of go through, honestly, even though we may want to be independent and so forth. There's that anxiety and that almost desperation. Are we going to be able to do it ourselves? Could we have to have a male to be able to help us? So forth. So in that particular aspect of it, you've come a long way, but you're still in the definition stages of what that looks like. And one of the things and the changes you've made is you certainly don't want to go back into a relationship where you have to be subservient or you have to be submissive. It doesn't mean that you have to be the domineering one in the relationship, but you want a partner. You want someone that is financially secure, someone who shares like-mindedness, especially your spirituality. This has been growing in leaps and bounds. Someone who has tradition but isn't set in tradition, meaning that there's a flexibility and there's a adaptability to them. One of the things right now that feels like you're questioning is, does he need to be the same age or younger? At one point in time, I would have said older, but this has changed recently. But how young? You certainly don't want to go into the place where you're going to have to, again, be someone that's going to take care of someone, which has been your pattern. So there's a lot of definition that's going on at this point in time of what does relationship look like from the standpoint of where are you growing? And that's probably going to continue to change as you're in this, you know, kind of accelerated changing and learning about yourself. So what I encourage you to do now is, you know, like all of us as females, we've had relationships, and go back and very, you know, kind of superficially, you don't have to get into the mire and the muck and the emotional quagmire of all of the relationships itself, but go back and just do a brief overview of the relationships you've had. And what you want to do is you want to begin by all of those relationships, and it could be with male friends as well as more serious relationships, and start a laundry list of the things that you desire in a relationship. And then what you want to do is then you want to go back. Once you do that, then you want to go back to each one of those relationships, and you want to write down what you don't want in the relationship, because the gift of relationships is it shows us the part that we really can become, grow in a relationship, but also the parts of someone or behavior or whatever it may be that we really don't want. So I would take a piece of paper and always start with the positive, what you desire and you want from a relationship, and then once you do that, what you don't want. That will help call this energy of this male into your life closer, meaning that it'll come in within a time frame that you'll start to feel kind of this excitement and electricity really deep. It's almost like going on a treasure hunt, but you're not sure what you're going to find. And when you do that, then what you'll do is you'll start the law of attraction. We'll start bringing him closer. Interesting, sweetie, when you said about Brazil, I'm not picking up that he's going to be Brazilian. I believe that he is in South America, but then I touch South America, and then I go to Central America, but then I go to Europe. So what you might want to do is, if any of that rings true to you, is you might want to go in and, again, look at, is it important that he is from Brazil, that he shares those same cultural aspects that you do and those same traditions? Or is there someplace else? Could it be Spain, or could it be, I'm picking up Spain or even Italy, that you he could come from, and because there's a lot of tradition there. So I would go in and I would take out a journal, a brand new journal actually, and I would create my partner, and that's what I would call it, create my partner, not a relationship, but a partner. The other thing is, sweetie, going back now, because you asked me about the word love, your work on this earth plane has always been around defining love. I say it with great love, but you've kissed a lot of frogs. You've certainly been through a lot of experiences, and many of us have to some degree, but you really have tried very, very hard to be able to define love, to get love, to be worthy of being loved, and so forth. So what you might want to do is you also might want to go in and just spend some quiet time and create a vision of what love would look like to you. Would it be only the highs of a relationship? Would it allow there to be differences spoken in an individual way, yet have that bond of deep caring and love? Is love intimacy? What are your intimacy needs? So, and again, you don't need to write that part of it down, but just go in and sort it through. But I can tell you that there, long story short, there is a male in your field, but he's still off in the distance a little bit. So if you want him to come closer, then you might want to reflect on some of the things I said, and then the law of attraction will bring him closer into your field, and then you're going to start feeling some of that optimism that you're going to find someone. My sense is you're going to find them in the in a way that isn't going to necessarily be skyrockets and sparklers and fireworks going off. It's going to be a very, very comfortable situation where you can communicate, you can share openly on both sides, and it will be, it'll develop from a friendship into a loving relationship.
Let me ask you something. That is, anything else that you can tell about this man as maybe some characteristic that you perceive, or maybe even a soul quality?
The soul quality, let's see. So I have to use you. See, you're the one that's important in when I connect with you. Excuse me for stumbling there, but I've got three men lined up in front, which is very interesting. When I touch that part of it, that's kind of why you heard me stumble. So when I go in, I have to use you as kind of a surrogate to go to these three men. One of them you have met, but I'm not sure that's him. What it has to be, the most important part, is that he has to be kind, authentically kind. And that is a very important, it feels to me when I touch you, that is a very important quality in your definition of what love is. And it kind doesn't necessarily always meaning a gentleness, but he has to be kind. He has to be respectful. He has to be mindful. He has to be thoughtful. He has to come from the philosophy that everything is connected by something, and that what he does would affect himself and others and so forth. So the word that kept coming up, and that's the word that I can pick up with three of the different energies, is the first word of what feels to me that's important for you to put on your list, is the word kind. Does that ring?
He's already there.
Yeah.
He's already there.
Is he?
I already did a list. I already did
nine
pages of writing. I have been through this process for the last, 3 years, putting on paper what I want in a relationship with a male. So, this is my, I call the five or six first qualities that he must have.
Absolutely.
Kindness, be respectful. Without this, that is no relationship for me, as well, how I see it, relationship.
Well, and the other thing is, sweetie, is just remember, and for all listeners, remember that we're always changing. So once in a while, we just need to revisit that list, but don't fixate on it. You know, trust, and this is another thing that's on your list that's important, is trust. Trust that this is going to happen. And I can tell you, there are three in the field. One of them feels closer. It's kind of like if we were in an airport, we have three jets that are stacked up. I've got three different males, and the one that will be the one that you will just know is the right one is the first that's in position. So I would just trust it's going to happen. I know it. I know personally with what I'm picking up with you, it's going to happen. It's just let go of that, you know, it's easy for me to say, but to just trust that it's going to happen.
Okay, I will, and I'm kind of putting some candles one day on and off.
Good.
For this person, and I already hired several angels to work in myself and in him, so we can really bring together, you know, we can really meet and be together.
Good.
So I tried to use whatever tools I knew to really bring this relationship to reality, to manifest in this plane, physical plane. So,
well, good. Well, let's just hypothetically put a date on it. October is going to be a very pivotal time, but just put a month that you would like it, or if it's the end of 2011 or the beginning of 2012, but just put a month and then just see what that does. My sense is that may quicken the momentum.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it doesn't mean, you know, it's just kind of giving the brain, our brain, something. It's like, okay, well, I can just kind of quit fixating on this, and blah, 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 and then it'll just, the momentum will start. So try that.
I never did.
Yeah, just as long as you know, all the time, thing is, I always say to people, excuse me, I don't mean to give disclaimers here, but one of the things is the human brain measures progress by dates and by events. And if we give the human brain a date that we're looking for, and then we hold in our heart that date, if that date does not happen exactly when we would like it to, then the human brain doesn't come in and go, oh, well, there it is again. See, it just came back and it's not working. So try putting a date on it.
So if it doesn't happen?
Just don't be disappointed in yourself. But my sense is the momentum will give you what you're looking for, and it'll open your eyes, and you'll be much more open and receptive.
Okay.
Good. Thanks very much for calling me, Erica.
Thank you very much, Carol.
To talk to you, sweetie. All right, let's go ahead and jump in and take one more call.
Okay, we have Jill in New Jersey.
Well, hi there, Jill in New Jersey. How are you?
Hi, Carol. I'm good.
Good, good. You are good, sweetie. That was a very honest, sincere statement. Today, it's kind of like I felt you get up, and it's like, oh, you know, I can do this today. I'm not sure that was the case yesterday.
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to ask you about. I find that I am losing phrases or thoughts almost every day. Yesterday, I couldn't figure out the word passive voice. And I also have more exhaustion than I usually have and less motivation. When I get up and go, got up and went. It's like I have a big case of why bother when I think about doing things. So I'm wondering, is this an age-related or a chemical-related or a diet-related, or there's lots of Alzheimer's in my father's side of the family, and so should I be worried now? What do you see?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't feel to me that you should be worried now. One of the things that I pick up is that when I said yesterday you weren't where you are today, it feels like you've been kind of in a battle fatigue. I've got a lot of adrenal fatigue in you when I'm touching you. Mm-hmm. And that process, it's kind of like your adrenals feel like they're a little bit burned out. And what I'm finding is the immune system feels like it's kind of got get up and go is gone also. So this general fatigue that I pick up, and with this forgetfulness, and that's really what it feels like to me, is that it feels like you've just been kind of like you've been in battle, honey, for long enough that you get that part where you kind of disassociated or detached from the different things that you do on a daily basis. Now, I need to tell you when I said that those are all indicators for dementia or potentially could be Alzheimer's. But the thing that I'm picking up with you is that you really are looking and you've been asking for a change. And the way that it feels to me is this place where you are with why bother, frankly feels to me that you've just been under the gun for so long that it's your body is just saying, I need a rest, I need a pause, I need to be able to just kind of step out of the fray and be able to look at things differently. I need a different perspective on who I am and what I'm going to do and where I want to go and how do I want to spend my money and spend my time and spend my life. And that's a lot of the energy that has been in this energy shift that we had from January 19th to March 26th, is it was a very quiet time. We're conditioned to be very, very busy, to be always moving forward. But in that particular case, we repeat a lot of things that and habits and experiences and kind of that instant replay over and over again. And this time that we've been in, in this energy shift, has all been about the pause. So if you go in, and if that rings true to you, then where you are now is you're coming out of the pause. Today you felt better. Today I felt hope in you. Now, I don't mean that you're not...
And this is the pause, not the menopause.
Well, kind of, I need to tell you, sweetie, you kind of had everything come at you at one time.
Yes.
You know, you had, you know, kind of looking at the financial part, and you're so sensitive to the world, and then you have menopause, and then you have, you know, the why bother, what do I want to do with the rest of my life, which is very healthy, except if you've been always moving forward, it doesn't feel healthy. So you kind of have reached this place where everything just culminated at the same time. And what I would encourage you to do, because I did pick up the hope energy in you this morning, is that, you know, this, you can do this. And but it feels to me, sweetie, is that moving forward is going to require you to be mindful, meaning when you're doing things that create stress, because I can pick up the residual of a lot of stress, that's been the adrenal. When you get into doing things that are urgent and not spending time on a daily basis, no matter how much time you put into it, what's important to you, we get burned out. Joan Borisenko has a wonderful new book out called Fried, and it's all about burnout, and it's all about what we can do to reconnect with the passion within us and to be able to step out of that fried adrenal process to the point where it's been burned out and that we can't, we're just tired. We're just tired of the battle. So that's one of the things that I would recommend is the book. The other thing is that do you work with a naturopath or someone who is holistically inclined?
I haven't. I just moved, and I haven't found someone in the area.
Okay. Why don't you go and find a real good local health food store and see if you can connect with someone, a naturopath that would be able to come in and help you with adrenal burnout. One of the things I would suggest also is that your body needs to be detoxed. There's a lot of cortisol. You feel like your cortisol level's really high. Now, stress, a move is very stressful. But what you can do is we need to do some liver cleansing, maybe some milk thistle in a short burst. You want to do dark greens, leafy greens. That would be very helpful. Maybe find some spirulina or a jamba juice where you could use some wheatgrass or something like that. We need to get that liver kind of back into balance, so then you'll start feeling some of the energy and you don't feel like your life is just always in boxes. Mm-hmm. And that's the metaphor that I picked up, is your life has been very much in boxes, and now you're saying, you know what, I don't want to live life in that controlled, predictable way that I'm living in boxes. I want to be able to step out of the box and see if there's anything different. And so I think the adrenal support would help you. The other thing is you're very acidic. So what you might want to do is look at the foods, fruits and vegetables that you can eat that are alkaline. That'll help with a lot of the fatigue if we can get you back into your pH balance somewhere between 7.0 and 7.2. Then your immune system won't be having to work as hard. Right now, you'll probably want to, it feels like to me, it doesn't feel like it's necessarily long-term and everything, but you will want to be mindful. Don't eat protein at night. Eat it for lunch. Eat it for breakfast. But then what it'll do is it'll help you with the sleep cycle as well. And that's when I started picking up hormones.
So, okay, so no protein at dinner.
Yeah, I would, if you're going to do any, and I probably wouldn't, I'd get my protein from something that's more protein rich, maybe a vegetable protein. Then, and this is only for right now, while you kind of settle into where you are and where start getting some sense of where you want to go, and do your protein in vegetable form at night instead of doing it in animal form. You could do eggs or sea greens or something. Those are vegetable proteins. Other than doing something that's meat, because then your digestive system won't be working as hard to digest. It feels like it'll help detox you while you're asleep, and then it'll help you with your sleep as well.
Great. So
well,
like a
good.
Green drink for
very,
the evening.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for calling me. And, you know,
this
too will pass, sweetie.
Thanks a lot, Carol.
You're welcome. All right. Let's go ahead and I'll jump into a quick commercial break. And I'm going to be right back to take more of your calls. Thanks for joining me.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
ContactTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Welcome back, and if you're just joining me today is the Conversations with Carol show. I have the show at the end of every month, and what that means is this is just conversations. We're going to be talking with each other, getting to know each other, and then I'm going to be taking your calls and then sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. But if you have been listening to the show, you can see that we can deal with medical things. We dealt with love and relationships. So the nice thing about intuition, while my focus is medical intuitive, then the nice thing about intuition is that if you're open to me and I am open to you, then we can connect and I can share my intuitive skills on many different levels. So if you do have a question for me, I'd invite you to call me at 877-230-3062. That's in the U.S. and Canada, and then also international callers. You can use the same number, just your international calling code, and I already spoke with Erica from Brazil. I also would like to invite you, if you're on the East Coast, to join me April 9th in Andover, Massachusetts. I'm going to be sharing the stage with John Holland, psychic medium John Holland, wonderful Hay House author, and then also psychic medium Lauren Rainbow. And the event is called Finding Your Own Way, Intuitive Messages for the Mind, Body, and Spirit. And Lauren is going to be talking about how to be able to use meditation as a way to connect with the intuitive messages that your mind sends you, and then how to use meditation to be able to change the message the mind sends you if the messages aren't necessarily healthy in nature. And then John is going to be talking about how to connect with spirit and to be able to use that connection to be able to get a different perspective of what our life looks like, and then to be able to expand that perception, and then how do we use those spirit guide connections and those connections with people who have crossed on the other side that were very influential in our life to be able to access the information so we will be able to find our own way. And I'm going to be talking about the messages of the body, the metaphors that the messages send, and how to be able to really connect with your inner guides from the standpoint of being able to use your body. So that event is on Saturday, April 9th in Andover, Massachusetts, and you can register online on my website, www.reitberger.com. And then on Sunday, April 10th at the Andover, Massachusetts, at the Circles of Wisdom bookstore, I'm going to be having an event that I'm going to be talking about inner guidance, how to use it to get what you truly desire. That will be an all-day event. It will be just me, and I will be talking about how personality impacts the way that your inner guide speaks to you, and then messages, more messages from the body, and then also going to be sharing my medical intuitive skills. You can register for that class as well on www.ritberger.com. Okay, well, let's go ahead and jump in, and we'll take another caller.
All right, we have Beth in Maine.
Well, hi there, Beth in Maine.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I was in Freeport, Maine a couple years ago. Oh, I love it up there.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. We were about 3 weeks too early for lobster season, though, so this year I've got to plan it a little more effectively.
It's always lobster season up here.
Very good. Well, how can I help you, hon?
Well, I have a medical question.
Okay.
Most of the time, Carol, I feel like a train wreck. I am disabled. I have degenerative disc disease. I've had a couple of operations on my lumbar. My condition is worsening. I have so many things going on. It's a combination of illnesses.
Right.
It's not just one thing. And I'm wondering, some of my symptoms, I have low body temperature. I always have high white blood count. I live in acute chronic pain. I get pain in the abdomen, my torso. I get a lot of headache in the right side of my head. My neck always hurts. I believe I have a few herniated discs. And I also deal with a lot of chronic fatigue.
Right.
Night sweats. Sometimes my face, part of my face, my left side, my lips will go numb. I experience a lot of numbness throughout various, like my arms, my
right.
feet. What do you see going on?
Okay, the first thing, and thank you for sharing all that, and, that's part of the issue, the chicken and the egg, where do we start? So there's a couple of things that I will first encourage you. I'll address both areas. It's almost, sweetie, it's like, where do you want to start? Where do you feel that you're empowered enough to be able to look for modalities that can help you or use your own visualizations or affirmations that you can literally feel that you have some control over to be able to gain some control over your body instead of always being at your odds with your body. In the spine itself, the upper part of your body and the lower part of your body are at odds with yourself. I'll take that metaphorically, is that your spiritual nature is constantly struggling to live in your physical nature, and your physical nature is winning out. And the physical nature is always tied to the lumbar, the lower part, the pelvic girdle, the legs, the knees, the ankles, and the feet. The spiritual part of who we are in a metaphoric way using the body is our neck, our shoulders, our neck, the cervical, both the cervical part of the brain and part of the thoracic part of the brain. So when you go in and, again, encouraging you, in looking at what you want to deal with, in looking at the spine, do you want to bring the spiritual part of who you are, the energetic part into the physical body, and so forth. The spine itself in the degenerative bone disease that you have itself feels to me there's a couple of things, and that's part of the dynamics you're working with, is because of the different injuries that you have in the spine itself. And yes, honey, I did pick up two herniated discs. And these discs, that's kind of mind-boggling because of the fact that usually when we associate a herniated disc, we associate it with lifting something or being extremely active or doing something that would harm them. But from your standpoint, it's just the pressure that is causing this breakdown of the disc itself to cause them to herniate the way that it needs to. So when I go in with that particular aspect of the spine, you've got two things going on. You've got the bone degeneration, so we've got a lot of osteoporosis and a lot of osteoarthritis going on in your body. But you also have some narrowing of the spinal cord itself or spinal column that's putting pressure, and we've got some bone spurs. So you've got those two things going on dynamically. The best thing that you can do from that standpoint, we've got to keep the muscles that are attached to the spine itself as free as possible, meaning they've got to have some form of movement. And that movement can be in the form of mild stretching. It can be in the form of castor oil packs, as Edgar Cayce would suggest. You could do some reflexology that would be able to do some muscle toxin release work. You could go in and do maybe some foot baths that you could do in your own home, where you could just soak the feet in maybe Epsom salt that would draw the toxins out of the muscles itself. But the muscles themselves, if you don't move them, sweetie, to whatever degree you're capable of doing it, it's important for me to say that because that's where you can gain control. In doing that, then what it'll do is it'll keep those muscles limber enough and not that fascia become hard, where they become you become muscle-bound, and then that pulls on the ligaments, pulls on the vertebrae, and will yank it around based on where your muscles are. So you can look at doing that. The other part of it is in the bone degeneration aspect of it. I got two messages. That's why you heard a hesitation. And one of them was vitamin D. You feel low on vitamin D. But I need to tell you, I'm very cautious to bring these parts up to you. And not because you're not open, but it really has to be a whole program that you're working with someone that looks at the nutrition and see what we can do to detox the body and to be able to put foods in your diet that will support your immune system, that will minimize the acidity level in your body, that can eat away at bone. So it has to be a holistic process, but I'm picking up that you're low in magnesium. That's a lot of the muscle. I'm picking up that your vitamin D is low. I'm picking up that the thyroid is on the slow side. I don't think you're quite off the charts. Are you on thyroid medication?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you don't feel like you are. If I sent you to a doctor, what they'd do is they'd do a thyroid test, and they'd say, well, you're within the range. Well, you are, sweetie, but you're really low thyroid. And that has to do with metabolism. It has to do with the way we detox. It has to do with oxygenation, the oxidation of glucose, and a whole bunch of different things. So you're on the low side. So if you worked with someone that could work with you on doing some thyroid support, some adrenal support, that could work with your immune system and supporting that, then your red blood count will come up. The chronic fatigue will start to minimize the impact that it has, where it kind of sucks the life out of you. But all of those things are tied to your bones.
Wow.
And tied to your spine. So we can go that direction, sweetie, if that's what you need to be able to have the freedom to feel like you're gaining on it, then just focus on the spine and how can we minimize the impact of the degeneration. And what can we do to get the movement very carefully to begin with, but the movement to give you the freedom where you feel like you can be mobile? That's one aspect. The other aspect that you can focus on, sweetie, and again, doing for all of us, and myself included, especially when so many different factors are in play as they are with you, it's difficult to know. So then you could focus your other attention, your low body temperature has to do with thyroid. It has to do with the hypothalamus, which is responsible for body temperature, serotonin, which is part of our moods. It also, serotonin is important for us to, you know, it triggers hunger and then it triggers when to stop. It's tied to moods and depression. When our thyroid gets low, the hypothalamus becomes sloppy. So you could work with someone maybe with using SAMI or maybe St. John's wort. That's why I wanted you to work with someone. But the thyroid is, if I were to take it the other direction, I would take it and say, what can we do to support your thyroid, your adrenals, and your pancreas? So then the foods that you're putting in your mouth in the form of glucose are going to give you the energy so your immune system will be able to feel like it's in recovery. And your digestive system will be more alkaline, so you can look at it that way. then you add the hormone changes that you're going through in your life, and you feel like you're coming out of a lot of the hormone changes that were really kind of like riding the roller coaster. So you'll start finding some stability in the hormones. They will be a lot less than they were, but there'll be some stability. And so if you worked with someone on thyroid and worked with them on hormones and worked with the body from that direction, you could do that. Or, sweetie, decide whether you want to work on the spine.
Wow. All of the above.
Yeah.
Wow, you have hit the nail on the head. You know, I do stretch every day and constantly because my muscles are always feeling like they're constricting and tightening up, constantly cramping. And I just recently signed up for the local pool, which has a hot tub and a therapeutic walking area.
Perfect.
And that way I can get into the water and do some aquatic walking and meditating while I'm doing that. I've also made, I'm pending an appointment, which is a long wait. I am inquiring to a holistic doctor. In his practice, he and his brother is a naturopathy.
Good.
He is a DO, and he has a practitioner, Reiki, and they do all of what you were saying, the hands-on alleviating the nerves that are being pinched from the spine, and they also do nutrition. And
okay.
I feel that my body is very acidic. In fact, I have a lot of breakouts on my face, and they're not like a pimple. It's just almost like it's a blemish. Just red, and it stays for a long time. And
and see what's happening there, sweetie, is your body, that kind of that spiritual, energetic nature is saying that there's something inside that just isn't healthy, whether it's a food or a toxin or cortisol or an emotion. What the soul will do is it'll push it to the surface in the form of using the skin, because the soul, literally, if we ever want to know the condition of the soul or that we have a soul, just touch your skin. And we can look at the skin and our body to get an idea of what the soul is trying to do. And in the case of a blemish or an eruption of any kind, what the soul is saying, oh, this isn't healthy for you. Let's push it to the surface, because then it gets in the light of day, in a metaphor for an emotion, or it gets to the surface, and then it'll heal itself. So the direction that you're headed, based on what you just told me, I think that what I'm picking up energetically, let's work with the DO, let's work with the naturopath, because with what they're doing, and then also the hydrotherapy. Edgar Cayce was a huge proponent for hydrotherapy, because it removes the toxins through the pores of the skin, and the warmth will loosen the muscles. Then, then you're going to feel like you have this control over your life. Now, I'm going to, and thank you all my listeners, I really want to, you know, kind of wrap this up with Beth with it, but you just heard me kind of choke, sweetie. And when that happens to me, I immediately go in and go, okay, Carol, is this yours or is it Beth? And the message came in. It's like, well, no, it wasn't that I, you know, had, you know, coffee or anything that would do that. So I got the message, this is Beth. Sweetheart, there's something inside you that you need to say. There's something, whether you say it in a journal, you say it on a piece of paper, you say it to a person, you say it to your body. I'm not sure where it is, because it's kind of buried under the surface. But part of it feels like, is that I need to encourage you to say to yourself, it keeps choking, I keep feeling this tension around my neck, say to yourself, you can heal this. You can heal this. Will it reverse some of the damage? No. I would be remiss if I gave you any other answer to that. That doesn't mean that it's going to get worse. It doesn't mean that it won't go in remission. It doesn't mean that the degeneration is going to be rebuilt to where you're a 20-year-old body again. That's what I said when I said no. But, sweetie, I keep hearing this voice inside you saying, tell Beth, I can heal myself. I can do this. I can do this.
It.
I can do this. That's your mantra.
I can do it. And I've been fighting it, Carol, for years, for decades. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yes, and I understand why, honey. I mean, just touching you, you're just this beautiful open book. And all we want to do is right now, we don't want to deal with all the other things. We just want to get you comfortable in your skin to where you feel like you can do this because you have the mobility to be able to move forward. You're not going to, you know, be bound by that fear that you're not going to be able to walk or get out or enjoy the lovely place that you live. So I can do it. And then the DO, out of all the different modalities, and not to undermine the other, that DO will be your answer.
Excellent.
So
I'm so looking forward to it. And I do want to heal, Carol. I've been like this for too long.
Yes.
And I've come close to giving up, and I haven't. I've hung in there on the wing of a prayer.
Yep.
You know?
Well, let me tell you, sweetie, you may be in your body where you're ready to give up, but your spirit is not ready to give up.
I feel that.
It's not ready to give up.
I am a warrior. I really am. I believe I am a warrior, and I will die fighting.
Yes. But what we want is we want you to be able to feel good in your skin, and that's why I know that you will not give up. You're kind of like that little train. I can do, I can do, I can do, and that's who you are. So thank you, sweetie. What a lovely call, and for being so open to me and to allow me to share this stuff. I wish you great healing journey and path and everything. And, you know, pop me an email every so often, and let's just connect energetically and let me know where
you
are in your progress.
I certainly will. I'm on your newsletter and all, and I listen to you all the time. And I will keep in touch with you, Carol, and I appreciate all of your help today.
You
are
so welcome.
You're a wonderful person. Thank
you. Are so welcome. Well, I can't believe how quickly this Conversations with Carol show. It always does that, and yet I still, after 6 years, am still always amazed by that. I do want to thank all of you for joining me today, and thank you for your patience for all of you who are on the line that I wasn't able to get to. Please try me again. I just felt that it was important to be able to share with the people that I did, because I found that in this work, we all can learn from the things that we share with each other. So if you want to listen to the show again, please go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Go to radio, go to radio archives in this show, as well as all my shows for the last 2 years that I've been on Contact Talk Radio are there. So have a wonderful week. I'll see you next week on the radio. Light and love.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.